You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, January 16th, 10:30 a.m. Mid-Willamette Valley, Basket Slough National Wildlife Refuge. A marsh hawk floats above Basket Butte like a kite tethered to an invisible string. A backdrop of mottled gray clouds highlights its delicately patterned burnished auburn plumage. With binoculars, I can see individual feathers fluttering in the wind across its face and neck. The bird is looking from side to side, micromanaging its wing and tail movements to keep it stationary in the air. The benefits of holding in place above the windy slope could reasonably be associated with a constant need to search for prey. A flightless observer might argue that just possessing the ability to easily perform such a feat provides ample motivation. The view across the valley is spectacular. Grain silos and barns are scattered over a bucolic checkerboard of fertile pasture land. Horses, sheep, and cattle graze on pristine golden green grass shoots. Thousands of ducks, geese, and swans rest, feed, and socialize in the flooded marshland at the base of the butte. Cars and trucks stream by on highways 99W and 22, which form the eastern and southern borders of the refuge. Abundant rains have enlivened hillside springs, sending water rushing through ravines and gullies to the valley floor, where temporary lakes have inundated many acres of pasture land. Over the last 150 years, hundreds of square miles of wetland prairie have been appropriated by agriculture, leaving native plants and animals only miniature islands of refugia in forgotten areas that, for one reason or another, somehow managed to resist the shovel and plow. Basket Butte is one of those island refuges. It is among the few remaining places one can casually walk through a wetland prairie dominated by Oregon white oaks. For centuries, this oak savanna environment was prevalent throughout the Willamette Valley. The first people periodically set fire to these dried-out prairies in the fall to keep shade-tolerant Douglas fir forests at bay. They could easily harvest many of the animals and fire-resistant plants that were adapted to these open meadows. Basket Butte is one of the last remaining places to find the nearly extinct Kincaid's lupin and its associated partner, Fender's blue butterfly. The 2,500-acre Basket Slough National Wildlife Refuge was created to provide vital wintering habitat for dusky Canada geese. The refuge was named for George J. Basket, an early Willamette Valley settler who was a thoroughbred horse breeder. Between 1851 and 1855, the U.S. General Land Office surveyed the newly settled Willamette Valley and mapped it for homesteaders. They routinely carved markings into oak trees to identify mapped-out areas. Blaze scars have recently been discovered on two of these ancient witness trees in the area. Over the last century and a half, they have become somewhat healed over, but otherwise unchanged. Despite winter's cold, wet, and fleetingly brief days, the leafy buds of Indian plum trees are already beginning to burst open. Dangling pendants sway from the naked branches of filberts as their catkins open to release pollen into the air. Audacious male Pacific chorus frogs tentatively audition their croaking songs of seduction. Tiny green precedents of spring wildflowers hunker beneath last season's brown, dried-out shoots in anticipation of longer, warmer days. As the trail leads through a dense grove of leafless oaks, I spot a female black-tailed deer and her yearling fawn browsing only 10 yards ahead. The doe's ears are perked up, indicating that she is cautiously aware of my presence, but she seems unperturbed by my proximity. With heads down, the pair searches intently, picking through the sparse vegetation on the forest floor, while deftly negotiating the chaotic scattering of fallen, moss-covered limbs. The January 26th Lane County Audubon Society program will feature a discussion on Christmas bird counts, past and present, by Herb Wisner. These counts go back to 1900, when the first count was made by 25 groups in the U.S. Today, thousands of counts are made, not only in the U.S., but in many other countries, including one in Antarctica, made by local resident Noah Stryker. The first count in Eugene was conducted on December 25, 1912. There was not another until 1942. The meeting will be held at the Eugene Garden Club at 1645 High Street at 7:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.